Okay, so we spent the last few weeks discussing Hotzah, Malacha, Grua, and other related topics. And today I want to speak a little bit about Hachnasa and Hotzah, and the beginnings of Akira and Hanafa. So again, one of the things we were discussing is that a lot of the details surrounding Hotzah, enigmatic Malacha, right, are unpredictable. And in some cases, even surprising. So, we've discussed why the Masechta begins with this, surprising Malacha. We've discussed what makes it singular, and we even discussed important nafkanina lahalacha between Hotzah and other Malachos, according to other Rishonim. What we're up to is discussing the Toldos of Hotzah, which we began to speak about last week as well. Whether or not we discuss the possibility that the Rajba raises in the name of Enutam, that one might have thought that there would be no toldos of Hotzah, which itself is a very fascinating idea, meaning Hotzah is so unique that unlike all of the other 38 of us Malacha, one could have thought, it's not true, but one could have thought that there aren't any toldos of Hotzah. Hotzah is just the case itself. We don't paskin that way. And that's one point. Then the question is to assess, so now that we're not accepting that perspective, are there any differences between the toldos of Hotzah and the toldos of other avos Malacha? Maybe they're inferior, maybe they're superior, maybe they just don't fit in the mold. If it would have been possible to consider the possibility to conceive that there wouldn't be any toldos at all, then is it also possible that the toldos that exist are treated differently? So this is an issue that we began to speak about last week. So perhaps the most visible of the toldos, clearly the most visible, is the question of Hachnasa. So what I want to do is just take a couple of minutes and discuss some of the perspectives on Hachnasa, then speak a little more about the Ani and the Ashir, the two protagonists of our Mishnah, and then speak a little more about Akira v'Hanacha, the two components of Hotzah. Okay, so let's start with Hachnasa. So the Gemara here on base Amud Aleph, on the bottom, base on base, going forward, clearly gives the impression, when it speaks explicitly, that Hachnasa is a Tolda. Right? Again, just to run through the Gemara again quickly, we've seen this Gemara already, but we learned in the Gemara asked the question about the parallel Mishnah in Masechet Shavuos. Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. There the Mishnah says that Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. There are two cases of Shavuos, which are really four. The Gemara there explains, and Rashi here brings it, that there is a Shavuos. When it comes to Shavuos Bitui, if a person takes an oath, and then he is not able to fulfill the oath, but that can happen in different ways. It can happen positively, negatively, and it can happen in the future and in the past. As I can say, achalti, I ate something yesterday, and it turns out that I didn't. I can say lo achalti, the negative, I didn't eat and I did. I can say ochal, tomorrow, right, and I don't in the future, or lo ochal, and I do. Right. So that's the shtayim sheinar, but the details of that are not important for us now. Yediyas hatuma, also, there, when it comes to knowledge of having violated tuma, there's also Shtayim Shein Arba, because there's Tumas Mikdash and Tumas Kadasha. Tuma matters in two areas. Right? One is with respect to eating Kadshim. You're not allowed to eat Kadshim when you're Tameh. You're also not allowed to enter the precincts of Beis Mikdash when you're Tameh. Now, when it comes to that, you have to, in order for it to be Shogeg, you have to have forgotten something. You have to have done this unwittingly. So unwittingly, which implies error, the error can take two different forms. You forgot that this is a mikdash, or you didn't realize this was kachim, that's one kind of an error, or you didn't remember, or you didn't realize that you were tameh at the time, right? So there's yediyas tuma, and there's yediyas mikdash v'kadasha. So again, once again, the four scenarios that are being spoken of is, what happens, does it make a difference if he remembers that it's the mikdash and that it's kachim, but he doesn't know that he's tamei, or vice versa. That's yediyas hatuma shnayim shein arba. Then there's maris negayim. The third thing mentioned in the Mishnah Shavuos is maris negayim shnayim shein arba, also two of four. Once again, the Rashi, according to the Gemara, explains that there are different levels of negayim. If you see here, Maris negayim, Rashi says, Litame Bahen, the Tumas negayim that make you ritually impure. Steinheim, Seif Ubaheres. Seif Ubaheres are like the main categories of this Tzaras. Shehin Arba, Miribui Sapachas, Shumashma Tfela. There's a duller form of Seif and a duller form of Baheres. Kemo, Safcheni Na Lachas, etc. Marba, Tfela Lazu Lazu, Tolda La Seif, Vitolda Libaheres. Vishanu Chachamin, the Chacham explain, Baheres is Azza Kasheleg. One is, it's fierce like the white of snow. Shniela kesina hecha, like clay. Se'es is katsemer, lavan, it's like white to wool. And shniela is kekrum beitza, like the membrane of an egg. In any case, these are the four forms of nega, which are mitame. So these are the Mishnah basically has this configuration. It's just a technical connection, Shtaim Shein Arba, when it comes to Shabbos, Maris Negoim, Yediyas HaTumah, and Shavua. So basically, the Gemara says, the Gemara is raising this question, Mai Shna Hachad Tani Beishein Dalad Bifnim, U Beishein Dalad Bachot, Mai Shna Hasan Tani Shtaim Shein Arba Vesulo. How come here the Mishnah focuses on eight cases, two cases of two of four? Right, one bifnim, one bachutz. There, the Mishnah, when it quotes Shabbos as one of the examples of two of four, only has one configuration of two of four, and doesn't distinguish between bifnim and bachutz. So the Gemara explains, Hachadika Shabbos, right, who tani avos or tani toldos, hasim delavika Shabbos, avos tani, toldos lo tani. The Gemara says, listen, it's obvious. The Mishnah there is in Masechet Shavuos. All these other cases are there because Shavuos is there. Really, what the Gemara is in, what the Mishnah is interested in Masachat Shavuos is Shavuos Shtaim Shein Arba, meaning Shavuos Pitui Lahaba and L'Shaavar, right? The positive and the negative, Lahara and Lahetiv. Agav, that strange, you know, formulation or configuration of two or four. They say, oh, you know what? In the halachic literature, in the Mishnah, there are three other cases which we characterize as two of four. Maris Negoim, Tumah, Shabbos, but it's not. We're not talking about Shabbos there. We're not talking about Tumah there. We're not talking about Negoim there. Right? These are brought in just Agav Urcha. But here, in Masechet Shabbos, we're interested in every single detail of Shabbos, because this is where we talk about it. So, basically, this is the appropriate place to extend. That's what the Gemara is trying to explain. Hocha de Ikar Shabbosu, Tani Avos, the Tani Toldos. But here now, the Gemara introduces the concept of Avos and Toldos. Right. So what does that mean? There, on the other hand, Hasan Dalav Ikar Shabbosu, Avos Tani Toldos, Lo Tani. So the Gemara is Tani Avos, my Ninu. What do we mean by Avos? What do we mean by Toldos? So the Gemara says, the Avos that we're referring to are Yitzios, Hotza'a. But Yitzios, Trei Avyon, there are only two of four Yitzios, because there are only two cases of Daraisa, of Hotza'a, the Av. Namely, the Anis Hotza'a, the Balabais' Hotza'a, which, to remind everybody, just means that the Anis Hotza'a, he's the guy standing on the outside, that means he's bringing the object towards him. He puts his hand in Rishus HaYachid, and he draws the object towards him from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Then there's the Balabais type or form of Hotza. Balabais is on the inside. He takes the object on the inside and he eradicates it from himself. In other words, he pushes it away from himself to the outside. In both cases, you have a Akira Bifnim and a Hanacha Bachutz. That's what you have. Those are the only two cases of Hotza. Where do you get four? Right? If you're saying two of four, two of four, that's four of eight. Means four daraisas, and we only can count two. So the Gemara says, "V'chitem emehem v'chiv emehem l'ptur," lest you say that some are mechiv and some are ptur. In the case, let's say in Shabbos, but dumi demaris negoyim k'tani. If the two of four means some chiv and some ptur, that doesn't work well there because maris negoyim, for example, everybody agrees is the case of four, which are fully Doraisa. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Ma Hasam Kula L'Chiyuva, Avachanami Kula L'Chiyuva. So the two of four in the Mishnah Shavu should also be Kula L'Chiyuva. Elamar Papa, Hachadika Shabbosu Tani Chiyuve Upturi. Hasam Dlavika Shabbosu Chiyuve Tani Upturi Lotani. The difference is that the Mishnah there again is speaking about basically Shavuos, and Shabbos is just there for the ride. So the cases that we're speaking of are only the cases of Chiyuv. Whereas here, we're talking about Chiyuvim and Pturim, the cases where you're Potter Avalasur, Midrabana, and not just the Doraisa. So the Gemara says, so Tani, Chiyuve, Maininu. You said that here we're talking about Chiyuve and Pturim, and there we're talking about only Chiyuve. What are the Chiyuvim? Yitzios, right? So Yitzios HaShabbos. Yitzios sounds as if it refers to Hotzah. But Yitzios, once again, Tarti, Havyon, right? There are only two Doraisa Hotzos. So where do you get four? Once again. So the Gemara says, no, Shtayim de Hotzah, Ushtayim de Achnasa. The Mishnah in Shavuos, which says, Shtayim Shein Arba, refers to two Avos and two Achnasa. So the Gemara says, Vayitzios Ktani. How could Yitzios include not only Hotzah, but Achnasa? Doesn't Yitziah have the connotation Dafka Vachnasa? So the Gemara says, Omer Vashi, Tana Achnasa Nami Hotzah Karilei. That Hachnasa is also called, designated sometimes as Hotzah. How do you know this? Mimai. Then it's not, because the Mishnah says in Kal Gadol, Hamotzim Rishus Lashus, Chayiv. If you carry from one domain to the other, you're Chayiv. Milo Askinan, the Kabakayim, Mishus Arab, and Mishus Ayachid, the Kakarilei Hotzah. It says Motzim Rishus Lashus. So it seems to include both directions, from inside out, from outside in. And if that's the case, the Tana later on is calling Hachnasa under the name of Hotzah. And that is an affirmation of what we're saying here, and that is what we say here in the Mishnah Shavuos, that it's Shtayim Shein Arba, and all Doraisa, we're referring to Hotzah and Hachnasa. The word Yitzios can be a reference to Hachnasa as well. The Tamamai, how can you linguistically, seemingly the Gemara is talking linguistically, we'll see in a moment Ramban takes it further, but Tamamai, how can you explain that the word Yitzios is reference to Hachnasas? So the answer is Kol Akiras Chetetz Mimakomo Tana Hotzah Karila. So the Gemara answers that anytime you uproot something, that's called Hotzah, because maybe the word Hotzah, in other words, refers not only to the absolute, in other words, the question of the inside, outside, versus a rabbin, versus a yachid, it actually is a relative term, you know, connected to the previous status of the object and its transition to a different state. So previously the object was in a state of rest. When you uproot that rest, basically, that's called Hotzah. So it's Hotzah mihanacha, not Hotzah dafka lirshus harabin. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. Oh. Then the Gemara says, Om Ravina, basisunami daika, we can bring a riot from the Mishnah as well. Diktani, because the Mishnah says Yitzios, Yitzios HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz, and the first example that the Gemara brings explicitly in the Mishnah, the Kamefarish Hachnasa Le'alter, happens to be a case of Hachnasa. So if the Mishnah says Yitzios, and the first case is a case of Hachnasa, that would seem to imply that the Tana, right, is very liberal in his usage of the phrase Hotzah, or the term Hotzah, and that Hotzah doesn't refer only to the destination of Rishus HaRabim, going from inside to outside, but again, it's a relative term, right? It's in a state of rest, and you have Motzi, you've taken it out of that state of rest, you've uprooted it from its place. Shema Minam. Okay. Then the Gemara says one final line, Rav Amar, Rav says, no, I don't read the Mishnah that way. If indeed the Mishnah, the text of the Mishnah, is as it's printed in our Mishnayos, Yitzios HaShabbos, it would be limited to Hotza'ah. It wouldn't apply to Achnas. However, the proper girsa is not Yitzios HaShabbos, but Rishuyos Shabbos Shtayim. If it's Rishuyos Shabbos, then Rishuyos can include both directions. Okay, so that is the That's the Gemara so far. Now, if you take the Gemara Kipshuto, what the Gemara says is that the only time the Gemara speaks about Av and Tolda, the Gemara makes it perfectly clear that the only Av Malacha and Hotzah is Hotzah, and that Hachnasa is a Tolda. Right? It's when the Gemara starts speaking about Chiyuve Upture rather than Hotzah V'Hachnasa that the Gemara introduces Hachnasa right under the rubric of Hotzah, but it seems clear that Hachnasa is a Tolda and that Hotzah is the Av Malacha. And that is certainly the view of Bali Tosis here, and we'll see that that's the simple reading of the Gemara on Tzadiv Amid Beis as well. If you look here, Tosis, Zimra Maskel Pashat Balabayis Isyada, we discussed this several times already, this Tosis. I just want to skip through a couple of lines just to remind everybody. So, one of the things that bothers Tosis is, how come the toldos of every single Av Malacha are based on Svara? The logic. The Tolda doesn't have to be in the Mishkan. What differentiates an Av and a Tolda is that the Av, Malacha, is in the Mishkan, and the Tolda is not. And yet, when it comes to Hotzah, for some reason, the Gemara, Mem Tesu Medbeis, and Tzadivav Medbeis, and Shabbos, seems to think that it's necessary to find the Tolda in the Mishkan as well. Niman of Shach. Why do we need the Tolda to be in the Mishkan instead of simply being a Svara? If already it is in the Mishkan, why not say that it's an Av Malacha and not a Tolda? That's what bothered Tosis. So in the context, now this is only a good question if you assume that the Gemara says explicitly that that the Tolda is in the Mishkan, and that Hachnasa, which is what they're referring to, is a Tolda. So by asking this question, Tosis reinforces our reading of the Gemara, and that is that Hotzah, as opposed to Hachnasa, is a Tolda. So if you look here in Dir Masal Pasha, that's this line, where the Gemara says, Vechein, you see where the little, it's actually 3-6 lines down into the Tosas, Pashat. Vechein b'chol toldos de'avos malachos lo kaishinan shehei b'mishkan el avos bilvat. In all of the various malachos, we only are concerned that the av, malacha, be in the mishkan, not the tolda. U'betoldos the hotzah, but all of a sudden when it comes to the tolda of hotzah, be'inan shehei b'mishkan, all of a sudden we have a concern that it be also in the Mishkan, the Tan Bazarek, Shnei Gzustra, Sukhegizu, Amoshit Bazarek, Mizulazu, Potter, Ushtem, Bidutachas, Azarek, Potter, Amoshit Kai, Chkachoy Saboris Alavim, Ubrace Azarek, Nami Baya, Azarek, Daladamos, Bishisarab Minolon, the Dachakash Kachinu Bimishkan, Adamasik, called Daladamos, Bishisarab Hilsagmila, Bachalil told Zautzanenu, Beloavos, Shane Avos, Elamem Chasarakas. The Gabe Achnasa Nami, this is the line I'm interested in, when it comes to Achnasa as well, Amrinan Beperk Bametom, then Heim Helu Kroshim Bekarka Langala, right, they, meaning in the Mishkan, they picked up the planks from the Karka and they brought it into the Agala, right, the wagon. The wagon had the dimensions of Roshis HaYachid, so that means it was Achnasa. Hafatem Al Tachnisu Mirshis HaRabim Mirshis HaYachid. You two do not, you know, cause to enter from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid. Oh. So basically, what is Tosis assuming here, once again, that Achnasa is a Tolda, which is a simple reading of the Gemara. If you look at Tosis, Diramasu Shavua Shtaim Shein Arba, the next Tosis, towards the bottom, second. Okay, actually, this isn't such. We'll skip this one. Tosis here also mentions Achnasa, but he doesn't say explicitly it's a Tolda, but although it's pretty clear. Tosis thinks that Zorek, that Moshit, that Machnis, all of these are Toldos. And this is a simple reading of the Gemara later on as well. If you turn to the Gemara in Tzadi Vav, Amud Beis. Right, the Mishnah on Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph says on Zorik Mishus Hayachid Mishus Harabim Mishus Hayachid Chayiv. Mishnah says on Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph, if you throw an object from one Rishus to another in either direction, you are Chayiv. Okay. Then the Gemara says on Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, Nechti Zrika Tolda the Hotza, Zorik throwing is a Tolda, Hotza Gufa very top, Hotza Gufa Hechik Siva. How do you know Hotzah that you're then deriving the Tolda? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, we read this Gemara. Moshe was sitting in Machna Leviya. Machna Leviya Rosh Hasharabim Hava has the status of Rosh Hasharabim. The Kamer Yisrael Lo Tafiku the Tesu Rosh Hasayachid did Chul Rosh Hasharabim. Right? Don't be motzi from Rosh Hasayachid into Rosh Hasharabim. Umimayde b'Shabbos Kai Dum b'Chol Kai Mishum d'Shlim b'La Malacha. Kedaseh we discussed this already. Malacha I said die. Gomra Avara Avar Miyam Kippur Ksivach Avir Kol B'Machne Ksiv Hasan Vavarta Shofar Trua Mal Halam Yom Asar Avkan B'Yom Asar. Fine. Then the Gemara says Ashkechon Hotza Hachnasa Minalan. That teaches us the din of Hotza. How do you know that Hachnasa is prohibited on Shabbos? So the Gemara says Svarahi. It's logical. Mechti Meshus Lishus. Who? After all, isn't it going from one domain to the other? Mali afuke, mali ayule. What difference does it make whether the direction is that it's going from the outside in or from the inside out? Either way, the transfer from one rishos to another is the common denominator. It is the koveya. That's the key element in all of this. The Gemara says, miyu, however, this is the key line, hotza av, hachnasa tolda. Right? Isn't it true that Hotza is the Av Malacha and Hachnasa the Tolda? Mechti. Ahom Achayiv, Ahom Achayiv. Amai Karolei Hai Av, Amai Karolei Hai Tolda. If they're both Chayiv and it's a Svara, so why do we differentiate and call one of the Av or the other one the Tolda? The Ramban, as I mentioned last week in the other context, says what it took the Gemara till Daf Tzadi Vav and Shabbos? It's a big Masechta, but this is still pretty far, in 2/3 of the way into the Masechta. Right? To finally ask the question, why is X an Av and Y a Tolda? They couldn't have asked that question enough Ein Gimel when they list all the Avos and Toldas and start discussing each and every Av and Tolda? Why did they wait for Otsa? The Ramban says, but he gives several answers, but one of the answers that he gives is, maybe because Otsa and Achnasa seem very similar. Even more so than other Avos and Toldos. There doesn't seem to be any qualitative discrepancy or drop-off or dilution from one to the other. And that is surely puzzling. Why is one an Av? In other words, why is one an Av, the other a Toldo? Because that's the Av has the DNA, it's the Mechayev, it's the paradigm, right? The Toldo is a dilution. It's still Chayev, but it's a Toldo. So when it comes to
the Yoraisa, the Tolda is still the Lisa of the Yoraisa.
Yeah, 100%. But at least you could say that we understand why it's called the Tolda. Right? And maybe there's some Nafkamina. Maybe. Right? There are all sorts of issues. Right? And we've discussed. When you give Hasra for the Tolda, do you Dafka have to give for the Av? Do you give Dafka for the Tolda? Right? Where Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim argue, where the Chayiva told him Yishumav, and what that machlokas is, and whether it affects Hasra as a machlokas, Tosus and the Ramban. I mean, there are all sorts of issues about Toldos. There are people who think that Toldos, everybody agrees, Malach Hashem Tzricha Legufa, you know, is potter when it comes to a Toldo. Even Rabbi Yehuda. Very, very interesting Shita. Why? Because, you know, the most popular explanation in the Mefarshim is that what is a Tolda, what is an Av? Aside from the fact that the Av is in the Mishkan and the Tolda is not, I mean, in terms of, as you say, they're both Chayiv, they're both Doraisa, right? The answer is, the Av is, assume the Av is the parent and the paradigm, and it's Koveya, it's causative, not just reflective, so in a way, the Av has Tzura, and it has Tachlis, meaning it has certain stature as a form, as an action. And in addition to that, there's like an overall, you know, function, right, that is served by this malacha. What is the tolda? Not according to everybody. As far as Israel has two types of toldas, one surah, one tachlis. So most people think, what is the tolda? Tachlis ha-malacha. Belit surah ha-malacha. It may look different, but it accomplishes a similar or a common goal. That's what makes it a tolda.
All the toldos finite. They're all mentioned in the Gemara. We can't add a tolda.
Highly questionable. Probably we could. So, especially if they're based on toldos, if they're based on tachlis, then certainly we should be able to. If we can trust ourselves to be accurate. But the point is as follows. So that's why there's this round that appears. some people interpret that's what the Ran says, that when it comes to toldos, everybody agrees that malacha shenu tzricha legufa is potter. What do I mean by that? That sounds like something out of the blue. There's a machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, whether malacha shenu tzricha legufa is chayiv or potter. What is malacha shenu tzricha legufa? Literally, a malacha that you don't need for itself. So chofer guma, right? A person digs a pit, but he's not interested in the pit. He wants the dirt, right? He needs the earth. That's not the normal. That's not the typical reason that people. It's not for its own right. It's for some fringe benefit. Or motzias hamets. You have a find a mace, a dead corpse on your doorstep, and you want to carry it away. Not because you want the mace to go to a different destination. You don't want it to be here. Yeah. So that's malacha shein tzricha legufa. So that's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says malacha shein tzricha legufa. You want to do the malacha. Just why do you want to do it? Your motivation, the why is not typical. Now exactly what means not typical, how you define it, that's what Machlokas said its own right. I hope we'll get to the second half of the year. But that's called Malachan and Tzvichel Guf. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're chayiv, because it's miskaven. He knows he's doing it. He wants to do it. His motivation isn't the typical motivation. Fine. Right? But Rabbi Shimon says, Malachan and Tzvichel Guf is patur aval asur. Malachas Machshavas, probably, Malachas Machshavas, going to Gemara in Moed Katan, in Chagiga rather, it seems that way. Malachas Machshavas Hashra Torah, and therefore your Patur Avalot. It's only Isur Drabban. Most Rishonim Paskin like Rabbi Shimon, with a very, very prominent exception of the Rambam. Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos, Paskins of Malachas, this will be very important, not for our topic today, but when we pick up in 3 weeks, hopefully we'll speak about this. Matas Morsa, the Gemara in Gimel of Aleph. Malachas and Tzichalugum, according to the Rambam, is fine. Either way, this is a debate. So they people read the Ran as saying that when it comes to toldos, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree with Rabbi Shimon, that Malachra and Tzvichel Gufa is potter. Why? What's so special about toldos? Toldos are deraisa too. That's what you asked, right? They're chayiv also. Oh.
We need Malachas Machshavas.
Okay. We need Malachas Machshavas and the Av and the Tolda. So either it is or isn't the problem of Malachas Machshavas. That's one question. It's like, well, what is this, if the shita exists, and it's not so clear that's what he means, why? Moreover, okay, so im kvar az kvar, so this is the achronim I'll ask this question. The Gemara here, and Tzadivav, Amadeus, asks, am I korle hayav, am I korle hayav in general? Why do we call an av and a tolda, right? So the Gemara says, nafkamina, the yavid, shtey ovas, bahadi adadi, nami, shtey toldas, bahadi adadi, mechayv tarti. The Yavid Avid told the Didei, lo mechayv alachada. That if you did an Avid, a Tolda, Avid, its own Tolda, together, you only bring one Korban. Whereas if you did two Toldas from two different Avos, or an Av of one Av, and then another, a Tolda of another Av, or two different Avos, you'd be chayiv more, you know, for each Av Malacha separate. That's what the Gemara's answer is. Then the Gemara says, a Rabbi Lazar, the mechayv, a Tolda, but Makom Av, Rabbi Lazar has this opinion, that a tolda kind of just takes on a life of its own, and therefore if you do av and a tolda together, you're chayv shtayim. So according to him, amai korele av, amai korele, in what sense are they even an av and a tolda? So the Gemara says, hachta av b'mishkan chashiva kari av, hachta lo av b'mishkan chashiva lo kari av. Inami, hachta ksiva kari av, hachta lo ksiva kari tolda. Anyways, the point is that the Gemara here, and it's a parallel Gemara in Bava Kama, the Gemara labors hard to distinguish between avos and toldos, right? Right? The Gemara says maybe if you did them together, or if it depends if it's in the Mishkan. So the Achronim ask the question, they say, well, if it's really true that the Ran thinks that everybody agrees when it comes to a Tolda that Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa is Potter, or even Rabbi Yehuda, who normally says Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayim, when it comes to a Tolda, he'll say it's Potter, how the Gemara should have given a really good nafkamina? The Gemara should have said, Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. The nafkamin, which an av and a tolda, is that an av is chayiv from malachshen tzricha legufa, and a tolda is patur, right? So there are two questions. Number one, why should we make such a distinction? An av and a tolda are both chayiv daraisa, miman shach. Either there's a problem with malachshen machshavas, or there isn't. But why distinguish between av and tolda? That's one question. And the second question is, if there is such a distinction, how come it doesn't get recorded when the Gemara itself is anyway looking hard to make distinctions, they'll let them put down this distinction. Oh. So what some of the Achronim say to answer both questions in one fell swoop, and they're obvious to say this as well,
is the following.
What makes a tolda a tolda? And we said it before, right? According to most Mufarshim, not all. The answer is an av has a tzura and a taklis, right? It's there's a certain form. It's a description of, you know, what that action is, and it took place in the Mishkan or whatever. And then there's, what do you accomplish with that action? What's the taklis hamalacha, right? What's a tolda? According to most, you have the tolda without the tzura, without the maisa. What's a malacha shen tzricha legufa? Right? And Malach Shana Tzricha L'Gufa is you do the action, but you don't do it for its normal tachlis. So now you can understand, if there is such a shita, if the Ran really says that, which is questionable, so now you can understand what he means. What he means is as follows. When it comes to an av, you have a maisa of some sort, a pu'ula, and you have a tachlis. And there's a debate between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say you do the pu'ula, you do the maisa, but you don't do it for its normal tachlis. You compromise the tachlis. So okay, if you do an av without its tachlis, you do a maisa without its tachlis, that's the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether Malachshen and Tzricha L'Gufa is chayiv or patur. However, when it comes to the tolda, the problem is all you have is the tachlis. So if you do the tachlis amalacha, shalom l'shem, still not impossible, because you are doing it, but it's getting done, but the point is that since you're doing it shalom l'shem atachlis, so maybe even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that in this case, right, you're patur. So the Rav used to explain, that's the pshat, that's why the Gemara didn't bring it as a nafkamina. The Gemara wanted to find a case where you have an av and a tolda. Right, and tell you, oh, but they're legally, right, different. They're treated differently. But in the case, if you hold this way, if you hold that a tolda is defined by tachlis, and shalom l'shem tachlis isn't a tolda, so it's not that it's not an afkamina between an av and a tolda. It's an afkamina between whether or not you have a hagdara, whether you have the definition of av or tolda. What the Gemara is looking for is you have a tolda. They both exist. What are some of the nafkamina between them? That's not what we're talking about here. Anyways, that's what's going on here. That's why it's particularly fascinating if you say that the you know, that there was a havamina, like Rabbeinu Tam said, Hotza doesn't have a tolda. What do you mean? Hotza doesn't have a tolda. How can it not have a tolda? Tolda is taklas hamalacha b'tzurasa. Meaning Hotza, the malacha grua, you can't separate the form from the function. That's an extraordinary thing. But what the Ramban says is ends up being, you know, kind of the parallel opposite. What the Ramban says is, what, the Gemara encountered countless avos and toldos, at least from the seventh parak, so why are they waiting until Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis to ask what's the difference between an av and the difference between an av and a tolda? So the Ramban says, one answer is, because when it comes to every other av and tolda, there's a clear dilution. The tolda, you know, has is yoresh some of the DNA, you know, maybe it's a tachlis from the av, but it's not the av. But when it comes to hachnasa and hotza'a, which the Gemara calls av and tolda, mali mali, right? The tzura looks the same, the tachlis looks the same. That's what the Gemara said. So what differentiates these cases? There's still a difference. It's the Mishkan, it's Chashiva, etc. Anyways, one thing that emerges clearly from this Gemara is that Haknasa is a tolda, and Hotza is the av, even though mali mali. And again, Tosis sticks with this. Look at Tosis Divra Maskil. Haknasa minalan svari, even tomer, matzorich, lahai svara, kibud av of the mishkan, kadamar, heim elu kroshim lagala. Vesamach masha namiz rika, imaisa mishkan avas shapir. So the Gemara basically, you know, is treating Achnasa as a tolda, and Tosis is picking up on that. And that's what Tosis continues to discuss throughout. Yeah. So again, Inami Tosis, look at the other Tosis, Inami Hakniksiva Karilea, Haknisha Loit Starik Elevishim Hotza'a. Right, Tosis throughout Shas, also Tosis in Shavuos, everywhere you'll find Mem Tesum and Beis, if you look there. For 1 minute. Mem Tesla Base is a Gemara that we saw already about the not Malacha Malacha Malachto. Atem al Tachni, so the bottom tosis, very small tosis. Afilo Hachilo Hava Av, Kinapricious Lael. Right? Just a few words, important words. Meaning, even though it was in the Mishkan, Hachnasa, Hachnasa is not enough. Tosis is consistent throughout that, based on simple reading of two Gemaras, Beis Omid Beis and Sadi Vav Omid Beis, Hachnasa is a tolda, the Av is Hotza. Why am I saying it so strongly if there are Gemaras that seem to say it? Because there are some Rishonim who disagree. Who disagrees? So number one, the Rambam. The Rambam that we read last a couple of times ago, in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Ches, in our Marmakomos, I don't think I have it here, but the Rambam says very clearly, Hotza Mirshus Loshos, Av Mi'avos Malacho, and then he goes on to describe it. The Rambam makes no distinction between Hotza and Haknas. Similarly, if you look in the back, remember I had trouble finding it in my back, but I know it's here somewhere. The Pirush of Mishnayos in the Rambam. Again, the Rambam is very, very, very explicit that there is no distinction between Hotza and Haknasa, and that Haknasa is also included in the Av Malacha. One second. I don't remember where I have it here, but I know I do have it somewhere. If you find the Pirush Mishnayos, you'll have it as well. One second. Oh, Pirush Mishnayos. The Dine Elo HaRishuyos, says the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, Kach, Ki Rishus HaYachid U'Rishus HaRabim, Mi Sheyotzi Me'echad Mehem La'acher B'Shabbos. What an interesting way to say it. Right? When it comes to the Rishuyos, Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim, says the Rambam, carrying from one to the other, could you be more ambiguous? Or more inclusive? Meaning, doesn't matter at all which one to which one. Right? The Shabbos, Yischayiv, Yischayiv Skila, Imumezid, Bechatis and Mushogeg, Shehi Malacha Meklal, Avos Malachos, Kamosha Nevar. Then, I'm skipping about 10 lines, at least in mine. The Dak, he kol yitzia, he gamke nachnasa. Every hotza is a hachnasa. Right? The hekesh, elamokom shehotzio elav achetas. Wow. With respect to, right, the, what I said before, about relative hotza, right, relative to being nach. The kol hachnasa, he gamke yitzia. Right, every coming into Rosh Hashanah Yachid is also Yitzia. The Hekesh El HaMokom Sheotzio Mimenu HaChefetz. Ela Shemina Gamishna Likros Tiltol Dover Rosh Hashanah Yachid Rosh Hashanah Rabim Hotza The Akiras Dover Rosh Hashanah Rabim Rosh Hashanah Yachid Hachnasa Balza Minag Yomru Machnis Emotzi B'Chozeh HaInyan. Now, if you want to say that Hotza and Hachnasa are significant distinctions, right, and one is an Av, one is a Talmud, one is a Tolda, sorry, you are not going to say that it's a Minug, you know, a Bialma, or Minug of Lashon, to make this distinction and to refer one to the other. That's not a Minug. That's a Halacha. Right? What is the Rambam going out of his way to say? That there's absolutely no difference between the direction of Hotza and Achnasa. They are interchangeable in every single way. The Rambam doesn't think funny and Ashir matter either, I should add. Not in Pirush Mishnayos and not in Yana Chazaka. Yeah. One second. I think he says it again one more time at the end. Bim tiksha v'tomar mipnei ma nasra hachnasa hamna'achar shalo lamadnu min amikra elahotza. I'm still reading Pirush Mishnayos later on. Zosa kusha kvar hikshu b'gemara, meaning Gemara and Sadi Vav Beis that we just read. Yomru mechdi gemarahu mali hachnasa mali hotza. Who cares whether you're going inside or outside? Inyan gemara bekan dvar Torah alavasvar she inyan hachnasa hotza echad hu kasher biyarn. So the Pirush Mishnayos here three different times addresses the question. In each of the three times, makes it perfectly clear that hachnasa and hotza are one and the same, totally interchangeable. Once you read that, there's no question that that's what he means in Yad HaChazaka as well. So there's an interesting tshuva of Rabbi Tzalel Ashkenazi. Rabbi Tzalel Ashkenazi was the author of the Shidduch Kubetzos, right? Everybody knows. So he also wrote tshuvas. So in his tshuva, he discusses the question of Hotzah being a malacha grua. Is Hotzah really different than any other malacha? Is it inferior in any way? So the Rabbi Tzalel Ashkenazi, the short part of the story, basically says, in my opinion, it depends whether you think Hachnasa is a tolda or Hachnasa is an av. Wow. What an interesting connection. It's not the fact that it connects our previous, you know, two topics. But what's he talking about? So I think what he means is, again, what difference does it make whether you're, you know, going on the inside out or the outside in? Not, doesn't seem like very much, right? So I think what Rabbi Tzalel Ashkenazi means to say is, if you think that Hotzah is the Av and Achnasah is the Tolda, namely, you think that there is some difference between Hotzah and Achnasah, even though both are Chayiv, then Hotzah is a Malacha Grua. Because then there are factors at work, namely the question of direction, or whether something is a Maisa Rishis HaYachid, or a Maisa Rishis HaRa. This is a public kind of an action, or a private kind of an action, right? Apparently you think those really, really subtle nuances are enough to distinguish an Av and a Tolda. If they're significant, if they register legally, then they too, then that establishes Hotzah as a Malacha Grua. If we care about those little details, not just about the transformation, you know, from place A to place B, Al-Yidei Akira V'Hanacha and Chilul Freshuyos, then it sounds like Hotzah is something very mechudash. That's what Rabbi Tzalel Ashkenazi has in mind. So then he says, however, the Rambam makes it pretty clear that Lahalacha, Hotzah and Achnasah are both Avos Malacha. So obviously he doesn't believe in Malacha Grua. Now, I think you could disagree, obviously, with Rabbi Tzalel Ashkenazi, and I think the Rambam does. We went out of our way to explain that the Rambam, both in Yad HaChazaka, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perkei Beis Halacha Ches, and in Hilchos Shkagos, and especially in Pirush HaMishnayos, two or three times, certainly believes that Hotzah is a Malacha Grua, that it's different than all the other Malachos. Even though he thinks that Hotzah V'Hachnasah is one and the same. And the Rajba says this explicitly as well. The Rajba says, Hotzah is a Malacha Grua, even if you take the view that Hotzah V'Hachnasah are one and the same. What you probably would want to say is that Rabbi Tzalel Ashkenazi was right, is right, in one direction, but not in the other. In other words, if you distinguish between Hachnasah and Hotzah, and you think that one is the Av and the other is the Tolda, which is a simple reading of the Gemara, that works much better if you hold that Hotzah is a Malacha Grua. Because, Mali Ayule, Mali Afuke. But, oh, one was, they were, and they were both in the Mishkan too, frankly. You know what I mean? And even if they weren't both in the Mishkan, you'd say, oh, what, and the Kalim were, you know, were removed when it was raining, or it was being held by a lefty or a righty. I mean, there are obviously distinctions that exist, but that are legally insignificant. So if you distinguish between Hotzah and Achnasah, the idea that Hotzah is a Malacha Grua makes a great deal of sense. But that doesn't mean that you go the other direction. It doesn't mean that you will say that Hotzah and Achnasah are, you know, identical, right? And therefore, Hotzah is not a Malacha Grua. They can be identical, and Hotzah and Achnasah can still be a Malacha Grua, because it's still not transformative of the object, and so on. Anyways, the difficulty with the Rambam is, what do you do with the Gemara? Doesn't the Gemara say explicitly on Sadivav Midbeis and on Beis Midbeis that Hotzah is the Av and Achnasah is the Tolda? Oh. So the Rambam doesn't address this question at all, but the Ramban does. The Ramban says, Ramban holds like the Rambam in this matter, against Balei Tosfos. He says, Hachnasah and Hotzah are both Avos Malach. That's why they're together in the Mishnah in Kol Gadol. That's why they're together in the Mishnah here on Beis Amud Aleph. That's why the first case in the Mishnah is Hachnasah, even though the Mishnah calls it Yitzios. It's against two Gemaras, Beis Amud Beis and Tzadi Vam Beis. So the Ramban says, the reason is because Hotzah, Hatana Hotzah, right, Achnasah Hotzah Karilei. Why? The Akar, one second, Or it's the language of the Gemara? Because the kol akiras chepetz mimakomo, right? Hotza habe. That's what the Gemara says now. No. If you look carefully, when the Gemara wanted to explain the linguistic problem, the Gemara says, listen, according to the way Tosis reads the Gemara, according to the simple way of reading the Gemara, what is the Gemara saying? Hotza is the ab, achnos is the tolda. But what do you do with the Mishnah, Motzim Rishus Lashus, or our Mishnah, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba, and the first case is Achnasa. So the Gemara says, Tana, Hotza, the Tamamai, Kol Akiras Chepetz Mimakomo, Tana, Hotza, Korolov. So the Ramban took exactly the same line, but you have to be careful when you read a Rishon, right? The Ramban took exactly the same line, and he interpolated the following words. Right, the Tamamai, Kol Achiras Chepetz Mimakomo, right, Hotzaa Havalei, or something like that. What did the Gemara say? Tana Hotzaa Korilei. In other words, Tosis read our Gemara, and simple reading of our Gemara is the Gemara is explaining a linguistic problem. The Gemara is maintaining the distinction between Hotzaa Vachnasa. Hotzaa is an av, Vachnasa is a tolda, but the Gemara is saying, linguistically, there's a flexibility. But it's only linguistic. The Ramban took out the word karile, not in the Gemara, but when in his own explanation, Ramban basically says the transition is in Ravashi. When Ravashi said, Om Ravashi, Tana, Haknasa, Nami, Otsar, karile, that's not linguistic, that's substantive. Ravashi in the Gemara thinks that Haknasa is not a tolda but a nav. And then the Ramban says, and we have in the Paskin, like Rav Ashi, the evidence from other Gemaras is that Rav Ashi is right, and Otsav, Achnasa, are not Av and Tolda, but Shnehem, Av, Malach. It's Machlokas Amorayim, and we Paskin like Rav Ashi. Now, could be the Rambam held that way too, because if you remember, the Rambam said that, you know, Kol, Akira, Savar is relative to the fact that it was Nach, that it was in a state of rest before. That's kind of what the Gemara says. Just that the Gemara sees this as a linguistic point, the Ramban and the Rambam see this as a fundamental point. Again, Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi might say differently. He might say, the Gemara thinks that Hotzah is a Malacha Grua. Therefore, the Gemara thinks that, or that part of the Gemara thinks that Hotzah and Achnasa are Av and Tolda. But Lahalacha, if we conclude that Hotzah is not a Malacha Grua, then Hotzah and Achnasa are going to be the same. What's fascinating is that there's a further distinction that appears in the Rajba, which I wasn't able to copy today because my machine is a little bit on the blink. I'm just going to read the line to you very quickly. Rajba. Says as follows. The Fimasha Kosovatosas Epsha Dahida Perakazori Kibasidra Papa Nami Asya. This is on base of base, Rajba. The Rajba says, Tosus made the distinction between Ani and Balabais. Our Tosus said, we need two psukim, right? Al Yetze Ish Mimkom and Hotza. Most of us Malacha don't have any psukim. When it comes to Hotza, all of a sudden we need two psukim. Al Yetze Ish Mimkom, right? And by Kaleha Me'aviva Malacha Haisa Dai. Why do you need two? One for the Ani, one for the Ashir. Now the Rambam doesn't believe the Ani and Ashir matter. The Ramban says, I don't understand. If the Ani and the Ashir matter, says the Ramban, then they should have been two separate Avos Malacha. If they don't matter, what do you need two Psukim for? That's the Ramban. The Tosa Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel as saying something very remarkable. That day or two, I'm just going to read it. Harav Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris hiksha lo lichta velachadkra. Why do you need two psukim? The Teva idachotza tolda the hachotza. Why not say, right? Whichever one the pasuk is, let's say the hotza the ani. They refer to in the pasuk. So hotza the balabais is worse than hachnasa. Let it be a tolda. What's so terrible? Right? So he says something amazing. Labni Amrina Nachnasa told the Hotzah. He calls Shekain to Lahaba Hotzah, told the Hotzah. Now, number one, that's not so obvious, because you might say the difference, if you already think that there are differences between Hotzah, the Ani, and Hotzah, the Balabayis, are they greater than or lesser than Hotzah Vachnasa? Meaning, there are two different issues. Hotzah Vachnasa refers to whether the object is going from the inside or the outside. Right? Hotzah the Ani, the Balabayis, is whether the Tzura of the Malacha is an act of pulling towards or an act of pushing away from. Siluk or Kiruv or Siluk or Meshicha, that's the issue of Ani and Ashir. Right? The direction, Rosh HaSayachid, Rosh HaSarabim, Rosh HaSarabim, Rosh HaSayachid, that's the issue of Hachnasa V'Hotzah. Which of these is a more obvious distinction? Ani and Ashir or Hachnasa V'Hotzah? I don't know. I'm not sure. In fact, different Rishonim would probably have to. I mean, according to the Rambam, right, and according to the Ramban, right, Lahalacha at least, Hachnasa V'Hotzah are the same thing. But they might. Well, the Rambam doesn't think that Asher V'Ani matter, but the Ramban thinks it's still possible that Asher V'Ani matter. On the other hand, Lahalacha, according to most Rishonim, it goes the other way, right? There are two Psukim, but we paskin that Ani and Ashir are both included in the Av Malacha of Hotzah. Even though, according to Bali Tosas, Hachnasa is a Tolda and Hotzah is an Av. Meaning, if you ask me which is more obvious distinction, the direction inside-outside or the Tzura of pushing away or bringing towards, they're roughly equivalent. But the Rabbi Chilmet Pariz here says, I don't understand. If Hachnasa is a Tolda of Hotzah, so wouldn't the other Hotzah, the Hotzah of the Balabayas, be at least a Tolda of the Hotzah of the Ani? It's obviously closer, the two Hotzahs are closer than the Hachnasa Hotzah, aren't they?
The fact that it's an Ani and an Asher makes the distinction. It puts a different...
Well, it's not a social thing, it's an inside-outside thing.
No, it isn't.
I mean, I'm sorry, it's not an inside-outside. It's a pushing away or pulling towards thing.
Yeah. Which is more significant, when there's an Ani and an Asher? I think you said it
yourself. Not really. I mean, they use that as just somebody who's on the inside, somebody who's on the outside. It doesn't really matter who the person is.
Right.
In the end of the day, what does matter is the idea that I'm taking an object because I want it, or I'm getting rid of it. I'm eradicating it.
You use that word.
Yeah.
That has to be.
Or I'm bringing it to me.
Yeah.
So what Rabbi Chilma Paris is fascinating, but he says something even more radical. Listen to this. Labni Amrina Nachnasa told the Hotzah. Kolshkein de Lahav Hotzah told the Hotzah. That's not so Kolshkein. And he says Vayishlomar ki heichid de Lahav Trevayu Avos liskayv aleim shtayim belem achad. Afagav de Lachoshiv Hotzah ela Av Echad Bishim de Shem Hotzah Achasi. We wouldn't believe this if we weren't reading it. Rabbi Chilmet Paris says that the Hotzah of the Ani and the Hotzah of the Balabayis are one on the list of Avos Malachos in the Mishnah, but they're separate if you do the Mehelam Echad. If you did Hotzah the Ani and Hotzah the Balabayis in one state of ignorance, according to Rabbi Chilmet Paris, you will bring two Korbanos, two Chataos. That's remarkable. That if you do an Av and a Tolda, you won't bring two. But if you do Hotzas Ani and Hotzas Balabayis, Behelem Echad, that's the same guy. He was on the inside and he brought the object from the inside outside. Then he went on the outside and he put his hand in and he brought another object from the inside to the outside. That was in one case he eradicated, in the other case he brought close.
Those are two different balachas.
Rabbi Chil Paris will say, even though in the count of 39 they're one, and the Mishnah they're one, but if you do them stay in Behelem Echad, you'll be chayv twice. That's a very big chiddush. So what does it mean? Well, in our Hakdama, we talked about the question of, are the 39 Avos Malachot 39 different Shemos? Maybe they're different Maisa Averas, even though they're one Shem. And maybe that you split up chatos for Maisa Averos, not for Shemos Yisr. Right? Like we found Tamchuyin Mechalkin or Gufin Mechalkin. Right? You have pickled chalev, and you have roasted chalev, and you have cooked chalev. It's all chalev. Or you have some sort of illicit relationship, right, with person one, person two, person three, but the same category of isar. Those are separate maisa averas, they're not separate shameless isar. What you have to say for the Tosa Rush is that hotzah the onion, hotzah the balabayis, even though they're one shame isar, are separate maisa averas because the tzura is different. The difference in tzura doesn't make them different shemos, which is why they're still part of the same Mishnah. One hotzah is of the 39, but they are different maisa averas. That's a remarkable chiddush, right? In a way, hotzah and achnas are not that way. It's like the Bali Tosis view of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Yechai told him about Kama. So the Ramban says, yeah, because Rabbi Eliezer really thinks that tol is almost like a different shame. That's why Hasra might be affected by it. And Tosis says, obviously Tosis told, no, it doesn't affect Hasra. It's just a din in chiluk hatos. It's a separate mitzvah avera. Huge chiddush. Anyways, piling chiddush upon chiddush, let me get back to the Rajba, then we'll take the questions, and then we'll move on. So the Rajba says as follows. Regarding the question whether Hachnasa is a tolda or not, maybe according to Tosis we could suggest that we distinguish between the Hachnasa of the Ani and the Hachnasa of the Balabayas. That's putting everything together. Right, we said they had three issues. What is the nature of Hotza and how much of Balacha Guru is it? Today's issue we've been talking about whether Hachnasa is an Aver tolda. And the third issue, which we've been talking about, which is the difference between Ani and Asher. The Rambam thinks there's no difference. The Ramban has different views. The Ramban says either they should be two separate Shemos and two in the minion of 39, right? Or they should be the same. And then we found the Tosa Rosh in the name of Rabbeinu Yechiel is saying, Chilukatos, even though they're one shame. So what does the Rajba say? The Rajba says the following. He says, as to the question whether Hachnasa is considered to be an Aber Tolda, it depends which Hachnasa. The Hachnasa, Ella, Vadai, Lonapkala, Misvar, Demali, Afuke, Mali, Ayule, Ella, Hachnasa, the Balabayas. The Hachnasa of the Ani, which starts with the Akira of the Ani, Birshus Harabim, right? The Hachnasa of the Ani, I think the Pshat is a kind of a Maisa Rishus Harabim, because it's the Akira is still Birshus Harabim. That's considered to be an Av. But the Hachnasa of the Balabayas, which begins with an Akira inside, that's considered a Maisa Rishus HaYachid. That's only a Tolda. That's a remarkable Tosa Rosh, remarkable Rajba. Yeah. There's a question? Or some questions? Yeah.
I was just going to say, if both Hachnasas are a Tolda, then the Hatsah, where you eradicate, would certainly be a Tolda, if both Hachnasas are a Tolda.
Right, the question is, I'm not sure, because that's kind of what Tosa Rosh is saying. But what I'm saying is it more different or is it less different?
Yeah,
not so simple.
But if both of the Hachnasas are told us, then certainly the other.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I hear. Because if Hachnasa includes both of them, there's no distinction between eradicating and pulling apart. I hear that. Okay, very good. Yeah. Anyway, so this combination of the Rajba is particularly fascinating. Yeah.
Of
Hotzah? Oh, there's still Zrika. The Gemara says, Moshit is tough because it's such a rule breaker that there's one day in the Yerushalmi that Moshit is like a separate Av. But the Bali Tosis and most Rishonim think that Hoshata is a Tolda. Dalai Lama's Brishus Aravim is a debate also. The Dalai Lama's Brishus Aravim, the Gemara says, Hilchos HaGemiri La. We'll talk about that. The Bali Tosis think that Brishus Aravim is a Tolda. The Rambam clearly thinks it's me'enav. I should also add one other point, and that is, normally, most Rishonim of the opinion, certainly Bali Tosis, also Chachmei Sfarad pretty much, are of the opinion that there are basically two categories. There's something called avos, like the Gemara says, and there's something called toldos. However, the Gaonim, some of the Gaonim and the Rambam, at least in Yad HaChazaka, were of the opinion that there's a third category. There's something called the Av Malacha, which is in the Mishkan. Then there's something called Me'ein Ha'av. And then there's something called Tolda. For example, if you look carefully at the Mishnah in the beginning of Kol Gadol and Samech Ches Amin Aleph, if you just medayik in the language of the Mishnah says here, Ha'osa Malachos, hard at the top of the page, for first line of the page on Samech Ches Amin Aleph, this is the opening, the end of the opening Mishnah in Kol Gadol. Mishnah says, Ha'osa Malachos harbe me'ein malacha achas. If you do a number of malachos of the same variety, right? Enochai v'lachatas achas. So Tosas says, Rashi says right away, and Bali Tosas throughout, understand it this way. What does it mean? Malacha me'ein osa malacha. Right? Osa malachos me'ein malacha. It means toldos. However, if you look at the Rambam, in Yad HaChazaka, Rambam says there are three categories. There's of the Av, there's Me'ein Ha'av, and there are Toldos. Me'ein Ha'av is an in-between category. So, for example, the Rambam holds even things like Noteya. Let's say Zareya is the Av. You plant a seed. Let's say you take a little tree, right, and you reattach it to the ground. That's called Noteya. Or Markiv. Right, let's say you graft, or you're zomer, or you prune. So all the Rishonim, with the exception of the Rambam, think that Noteya, and certainly zomer and markiv, are toldos. The Rambam thinks that all of those are me'ein ha'av. And there might be that there are nafkamina, between me'ein ha'av in terms of asra, possibly in terms of other things. So it's interesting. When the Rambam says that haknasa and otsa are one and the same, right, you have to wonder whether or not the debate is about an assessment of Hotzah, of the nature of Hotzah, and therefore the nature of Haknasa within it, or whether or not this is just part of the Rambam's larger view that there are three categories, right? There's something called Me'ein Av. He's more flexible about expanding the Avos in general. But it sounds to me like when it comes to Hotzah and Hotzah v'Haknasa, he's going further than that. He doesn't even think Haknasa is Me'ein Av. He thinks Achnosa is the Av. They're just interchangeable in every way. So I think this is what's really happening here. Okay, yeah. Was there a question?
What is the Ramban Shita on this, on the Chilukin Ani Asher?
So the Ramban has different views. The Ramban goes back and forth in the piece that we had. I don't have them with me right now, but in the piece that you have in front of you, you'll see that the, you know, not the last one I gave up, but the one before. I forget the numbers. What are we, four? Or not five, but four? Or something like that.
Four.
So you'll see the Ramban is a very, very long piece in which he goes back and forth. At one point he says, you know, I don't understand, it should be all or nothing. If Ani and Asher make a difference, then they should be the equivalent of two Avos Malach. Otherwise there should be nothing. At another point, he's quoting different. He says Yesh Mefarshim, Yesh Mefarshim. At a different point, he says, they're two psukim, and they're one. He contrasts it with the Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Shavuos. There, the Gemara speaks about whether or not Shigigas or Halamas Tuma, Tumas Mikdash, Tumas Kadshim is Chadahu or not. So he wants to know, is Ani and Asher equivalent to that, worse than that, or better than that? Those are 3 days in the Rambam. The Rambam just never records even the discussion. Not in Pirush Mishnayos, and there's no formulation in Yad HaChazaka that makes it seem like he considers that to be important at all. That's
Ein Av is closer to an Av than a Toldah.
Yeah.
Now, all the Toldahs I mentioned in Agamara, all the Toldahs,
Toldos
are finite. Are they Me'ein Ha'av? Are they mentioned?
They're not necessarily so finite. I mean, the Urayim does not think they're finite, number one. The Sefer Urayim thinks that, you know, they could keep going with Toldos. I mean, obviously they have to qualify. But
Me'ein Ha'av are mentioned also?
The Rambam thinks that a lot of the things that are mentioned in the Gemara that we consider Toldos, like Noteya, the ones I gave the example, Noteya, Mabrich, Markiv, Rambam considers them to be main av, not just toldos, not toldos. Okay, and these are important. There could be real nafkamina in some cases. Okay, so the other thing to remember is that when the or the so we, basically we've had a little discussion about tzavach nasa, we've had a little discussion of ani and ashir and the interplay between them, especially as it emerges from the Kaveh Yechiel and the Rajba, etc. And then we should also remember that when we started off the Masechta after our Kama, I mentioned that this is a very strange Mishnah. Yitzios Hashabbos Shtayim Shein Arba Befnim Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz. What does it mean? And I mentioned that there are four. It's very rare to find a Mishnah, you know, where notwithstanding the discussion of the Gemara, you could still have in the Rishonim four Perushim of the Mishnah, and even more if you want to count some of the Perushim that are basically the same, but a kind of accentuate different aspects of even the same, you know, interpretation. So Rashi says, Shtayim Shein Arba Befnim and Bachutz. Befnim Bachutz refers to the Omed Befnim and the Omed Bachutz, the Balabais and the Yon. However, I mentioned that Rashi in Masechet Shavuos interprets differently. Rashi there says it refers to Hachnas and Hotzah, basically. If you look at the Tosfos Yon, Beisam and Aleph, Dir Masel Shtayim Shein Arba Befnim, so he says, Shik, this is the third Tosfos in the Masechta. So Tosfos says, Kein Nira Kemoshe Mefarish Rashi Kan. Then the Bifnim, Hainu Le Balabayis Omid Bifnim, Bachutz, Hainu Le Ani Omid Bachutz. Shtayim Ayotzos Vachnasa, Otzos Vachnasos, The Chiyuk Shein Dawud Otzos Vachnasos, The Ptur. But he says, Bishvuos, Pirish Rashi, Bifnim, Hainu Hachnasos Pnim, Shnayim, The Chiyuv Ani Uda Asher, Shnayim, The Ptur, Bachutz, Hainu Otzos. So in, what do you call it? In Shavuos, Rashi says that the Bifnim and Bachutz doesn't refer to the Ani and the Ashir, it refers to Hotzah and Hachnasa. Okay? So, but then what emerges is, Yitzios HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim. The first thing they speak in the Mishnah is Hachnasa, which works well with the Ketzah, the first case that the Gemara, that the Mishnah elaborates. But it's very striking, it's very strange. A little bit strange. But also interesting, there are many Perushim, is the Balamor. So the Balamor interprets Bifnim and Bachutz as a reference to Otzah and Achnasa, like Rashi and Shavuos, but exactly the opposite direction. Why? Because no one really wants to start the mission of Yitzias HaShabbos, especially if you think that Otzah is the Av and Achnasa is the Tolda. It's strange to start Dafka with Achnasa, right? But if you're going to interpret the word Bifnim not to the Ani and the not Bifnim Bachutz, not only Balabais, but Bifnim and Bachutz mean Otzah and Achnasa, how are you going to read the Mishnah opposite of Rashi? Of course you're going to have to say that Bifnim means Achnasa and Bachutz means Otzah, right? Right? Obviously wrong, right? So the answer is, if you look at the Balamor, Balamor says the following. Rav Amar Shuyos Ketani. See the first Balamor in the Aleph Omid Aleph. Rishuyos Ketani, Rishuyos Shabbos Shtayim Shein Dalad Bifnim. Avagav de Daikem Asisin Kin Perusha de Ravashi. Lo Eschazile Le Rava Hachi Medik Tani Yitzios Lo Ketani Hotzos. Bishim Hachi Eschazile Le Rava. The Hodek Ketani Yitzios Kamanam Rishuyos Ein. Le Olam Ein Achnasos Bechlal Hotzah. So Hotzah De Havah Bemishkan. Dechsev Aitzav Moshe Ve'aviru Kol B'machnech Hashiva V'kori Ava V'lachnasad Lo Ashkacham B'mishkan Lo Hashiva V'kori Le'tolda. Balamor here also says that Hachnas is only a tolda, but actually the Balamor here and on Memtesum and Beis says something that others do not say. He says, despite the language of our Gemara, Hachnas was not really in the Mishkan. It's a debate, and we paskin that Hachnas was not in the Mishkan. Balamor. Anyways, okay. The Hacham Rina Beperek Hazorek, the Dukid Rav Ashi, the Amar Milo Askina and the Kamayil, Yulei the Korile Hotzah, Lamashim Leila Rava, Ela Lishna Kita, Kiman, the Amar Brisha Sayaka Lusha Sarabin, Teda, Takachashav Leba Alvis Malachos, Vachnasa, Leisa Ela Tolda. After UK Dravina, Nami, the Diak Masis and the Kamafarish, Hachnasa Altalos, Chazle Rava, etc. The Hachin who Sidura de Masisa. Yitzias Hashabbos Shaim Shin Arba Bifnim. So now he's trying to explain how to read the Mishnah. Yitzias Hashabbos Shaim Shin Arba Bifnim. Right? So how did Rashi read it in Shavuos? The Bifnim means Achnasa. So Malamar says, no, it doesn't mean that. It means Hotzah. How could Bifnim mean Hotzah? Kivan Shetchilas Hamalacha Huva Akira the Ikar Chiyuve the Akira Sahotzah Birshus Hayachid Lefika Chiktim Arba Bifnim the Achakach Amar Arba Bachutz Shirushus Harabim. Balamar says the way to read the Mishnah is Yitzias HaShabbos Malachas Hotzah Shain Shem Arba Bifnim Hotzah starts with Bifnim, because every time you do Hotzah, what do you have to do? An Akira inside Rishus HaYachid to get to the Hanacha which is in Rishus HaRabin. So in addition to discussing whether Hotzah is a Malacha Grua and the relationship between Achnasa and Hotzah, right, and the relationship between the Ani and the Asher, Siluk and Meshicha, right, according to the Balamar, he's turned everything on his head. Basically the Mishnah refers to Hotzah first because it emphasizes Akira. Now the third triad, right, Hotzah, Achnasa, Ani, Ashir, is Akira, Hanaka. The two things that you require in Hotzah is Akira, Vahanaka. Or really three. Akira, Chilof Rishuyos, right, traversing some plain, except maybe Rishus HaRabim, and then Hanacha. What is the relationship between Akira and Hanacha? Is it like one elongated action, beginning with the Akira, ending with the Hanacha? Are these two actions? If so, is one more Ikar than the other? So that is a huge, huge debate among the Mefarshim, as you can imagine that it would be. And the Balamar is suggesting that that's Gufa, kind of what's going on in the Parish of the Mishnah. So there are some people who interpret like Rashi, but they say, oh, the issue isn't Tachnasa. The issue is Hanacha. In other words, we're interested in basically, right, the Hanacha that takes place. Not the Akira that takes place. And that's why we have the emphasis that we do. Oh. So this question may also have to do with eradicating, or in a way, Akira is Kuvasei, Hanacha is Shev Al Tasa. That's one way to look at it. One is the beginning, one is the end, one is Kuvasei, then is Shev Al Tasa. But from another perspective, Akira is what we said, what Gemar said before. Akira's, kol Akira's davar mimakomo. It's like a negative. It's where you're taking it away from. Hanacha is the destination where it ends up. There are two different ideas. So Rashi thinks that this is the pshat, which this will conclude for today, and then we'll pick up when we come back in a couple of different weeks. In following continuation of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Matzna, one more minute. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Matzna Labai. Hotzman Yahavya. We've read this Gemara, I just want to now put it in perspective. Instead of there being two of four, there are eight. Tartisrei Havya, there are really 12. Because every Drabana, the Daraisas are Daraisa, there are four Daraisas. Right, Hotzah, the Ani, Hotzah, the Balabais, Achnasa, the Ani, Achnasa, the Balabais, where each one does the Akira and the Hanacha. And then there are eight other scenarios, not four, because the four have an Akira by one person and a Hanacha by the other, each of which is Patra Velasar. So there should be 12, not eight. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, Hatzman Yahavyan. Hatzman Yahavyan. Tartisrei Yahavyan. There are 12. So the Gemara says, Vli Tamek Shitzar Havyan. Why don't you also count the innocent bystander who's potter or mutter in the Daraisa cases, then you'll have 16. The Gemara says, nah, hello Kash. Bishlam above the Resha, potter mutter loktani, and above the Sefer, the potter of an Osir, Kasha. Meaning, the one where he's a bystander and it's mutter, that we're not counting. Tosa asks the question, why don't we say lifnei lisite nichshal? We'll talk about that for a minute or two also next time. But we're interested in the potter of losses, and there are 12 of those. Mika, Bekula, Shabbos, potter, mutter, the Gemara says, agav, is there ever any case that we use the expression potter and it's mutter? Varma Shmuel, kol p'tur Shabbos, potter of losses, bar mihani klas, with the exception of three. The potter mutter, tzedas tzvi, tzedas nacha, shemapis mursa. Right, hunting or protecting yourself from an animal, and draining pus from a wound. These are potter mutter, everything else is not. The Gemara says, "Ki yitzchak l'Shmuel p'tur de kavod ma'isa, p'tur de lo kavod ma'isa, hika tuva." There are other cases in Shabbos which are mutter. We just meant that active, where you're doing something, it's rarely mutter. But obviously, when you're passive, like being the recipient of a kli or something, bystander, that's something else. In any case, the Gemara says, "Go back to the original question." Mikomachom tarkis re'avion. Right, there should be 12. So the Gemara answers, Pturi dasu b'lidei chiyuv chatas, kachashiv. Dasu b'lidei chiyuv chatas, lo kachashiv. Meaning, the Gemara says, we only count four of the drabanans, not eight, even though there are eight. Why? We count the ones that are asu b'lidei chiyuv chatas. What does that mean? Huge machlokas rishon. What does it mean, asu b'lidei chiyuv chatas? So Rashi on the Mishnah, and Rashi again here, says kagon akiros shein tchilas hamalacha. We only count the akiros, not the hanachos. Now is that because they're the only ones that could lead to a katas? Because if you don't have the beginning, you can't finish. And it's a pragmatic comment of Rashi, or is Rashi saying something more conceptual and fundamental? Namely, the real mechayev of the malacha is the akira. That's really what brings you to katas, not just pragmatically. You have to do a hanacha, but the ikar malacha is the akira. And what we'll see is that there are other rishonim that say exactly the opposite, and there are a third group of rishonim that say the chiluf rishuyos is what counts, whatever crosses the plane. In other words, in this discussion of the Gemara and the next line that follows it, we have once again, in addition to the Mishnah and some of the others, a fundamental debate about the different roles of akira and hanacha in Hotza. So we'll pick up with that and then we'll keep going straight next time.